Hello, faith-filled entrepreneurs. If you are looking to align your life and business biblically, grow your business in wisdom, and walk boldly in faith, you, my friend, have come to the right place because we have the same goal and we can walk this journey together. My name is Jen Kleiber, founder of The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, The Responsive Classroom, and Kleiber Investments, and my goal is to walk boldly forward in faith towards a Holy Spirit-led vision and biblical wisdom, and I'd love for you to come along with me. We need faith leading business more than ever. Happy New Year! I always love the start of a new year. It just feels like a tangible time to reflect and change and just get excited about something new. And my personality just eats this up. So I hope that you are having a really great start to 2024. Now, in the last episode, I told you that last year was really the first year that God gave me a word of the year, right? And that the word was so clear and apparent and at the forefront of my mind for the entire year that I knew that it came from the Holy Spirit. And that word was surrender. And if you haven't listened to that episode and you think God may be moving you into this place of surrender, I would encourage you to hop back over and listen to that episode. I'm going to be honest, surrendering for me meant letting go of goals and outcomes and even really plans. And I do think that having these things in place aligns biblically. I don't think that we should float aimlessly around and just wait for things to fall in our laps. But for me, last year, God removed all of that, and it was really hard for me. It was a year of new. It was a year of a whole lot of work and learning and struggle. And, you know, I grew a lot, and God was working, and I saw it in the midst of it, and I see it now. But coming back to the present, towards the end of 2023, God started dripping a word in my mind again. And I'm going to tell you, this one gets me way more excited than surrender. I am not going to lie. So my word for this year is vision, and not just any vision, but a Holy Spirit-led vision. God is calling me to stay the course. After a lot of molding and redefining my businesses, I am finally getting some bigger picture clarity and not just the, you know, just trust me, take this next step blindly in faith clarity that defined 2023 for me. So before I go any further into this podcast episode, I want to be extremely clear about something. A faith-filled entrepreneur's journey is not a one-size-fits-all. It is a Holy Spirit-led journey that has a bigger purpose than time freedom or financial freedom. So as I walk you through these steps of getting a Holy Spirit-led vision, friends, it is just that. It is led by the Holy Spirit. So while I think that there are obviously marketing strategies and business practices that we are wise to learn and try, you are on your own path. And that's why if you are not tapping into the Holy Spirit's guidance, you are probably leaving some of your purpose on the table, right? You are probably missing out on some of the blessings that God has for you. So before I jump into this, let me pray for you. Lord, clear our minds. We are here. We trust you. We love you. We know that you are good. We know that you are holy. We know that you are sovereign, and we are available to you. Lord, speak directly to each person who is listening. Clear out anything that is not from you so that they can hear you clearly. Lord, let the words that come out of my mouth be your message and nothing more. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay, so I'm going to give you 7 ways to get a Holy Spirit-led vision. Okay. Number one, commit your business to the Lord. So Proverbs 16:3 says, commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed. Now that is a really big statement, right? I looked up the word commit, and one definition was to bind oneself to a person or cause. When we commit our business to the Lord, we are binding or connecting our business to Him. It becomes inseparable. How does it become inseparable? The way we operate our business and our days have to align to biblical principles. If your business is not allowing you to spend time with your children for an extended period of time, you probably need to reevaluate. If you find yourself not being quite honest in your claims or marketing techniques to get more sales, you probably need to reevaluate. If you're not claiming all of your sales on your taxes, you probably need to reevaluate, right? We've got to make sure that every part of our business is aligned biblically. This also means that we use our business to serve others. We're generous, even when we maybe don't feel like we have excess funds, because we have faith that God will bless that obedience. We help others. We share our wisdom and our knowledge. We ask God to help us prioritize our days every day so that we are doing and focusing on what He has for us. It means that you're willing to pivot or make a change if God is calling you to do so, that you move forward unafraid of the results, right? No fear of your future, like the Proverbs 31 woman. Committing your business to God, y'all, is not something to take lightly. It will and it should affect every part of what you're doing on a day-to-day basis, right? So that's number one, commit your business to the Lord. Number two, live righteously. What? Does that seem weird to have this in here? Righteousness can be defined as upright living that aligns with the expectations of God. Y'all listen, God's love is unconditional and salvation cannot be taken away. But when we are not living right, when we are living in perpetual sin, or we are knowingly staying in a place of sin, we are cutting off the communication and help from God. And when we take that breastplate of righteousness off, right, as we see in the armor of God description in Ephesians, we are opening ourselves up to even more attacks from Satan. We are made righteous through Christ. It is not through our own doing, right? Period. But sin does still separate us from the close relationship with God that we need to fully live in His will. How can we expect Him to bless and guide our lives and our businesses if we are knowingly sabotaging that relationship, right? We got to make sure that we are operating from a pure heart. Otherwise, our motives may be jaded. We are not going to be able to get a clear sense of where the Holy Spirit is guiding us if we're not operating from a pure heart. So number one, commit your business to the Lord. Number two, live righteously. Number three, ask for wisdom. James 1:5 says, if you need wisdom, ask our generous God and He will give it to you. But it goes on to say that if you ask for this, you better be sure that your faith is in God alone. That also means, y'all, that we have to trust the answer. The answer may be for us to wait in the moment. It may be to learn a new skill. It may be to walk away from something. It may not always be how to make $1 million in 6 months, right? As faithful entrepreneurs, we have to trust in God's provision and surrender to the bigger purpose. That does not mean that we won't be prosperous. It means that being prosperous is not our only purpose. So the wisdom we will get will always point towards a kingdom impact, right? So we got to be ready for that. Now, I just want to make a quick caveat here, and maybe this will be a whole other podcast. But y'all, money is not evil. Women financially supported Jesus's ministry. They supported Paul's ministry. Abraham was wealthy. Joseph of Arimathea was wealthy. The Good Samaritan had wealth. Job had wealth. Joseph was promoted. Daniel was promoted. Esther was promoted. The point is that every good and perfect thing comes from God. That's what James 1:17 tells us. So if God blesses you with wealth, friend, that is amazing. Make sure that you're using it for kingdom impact. And y'all, we have to make sure and guard our hearts that we don't ever look down on believers that God has blessed with wealth. Right? Because otherwise, how can we ask for the same thing? Okay, so back to our list. Number four, we have to give space for God to answer. Y'all, I think back and I wonder how many times in my past have I missed out on what God was telling me because I was too busy. Too busy telling God what I wanted, too busy running around trying to problem solve on my own, too busy making 1,000 plans that may or may not come to fruition. It's really only been in recent years that I've been able to slow down and listen. And I'm amazed. Y'all, I'm amazed at how the Holy Spirit speaks. Sometimes it's just words of encouragement that are usually in the form of verses. Sometimes it's a next step. Sometimes it's a person that comes to mind that I need to lift up in prayer, reach out to. The Holy Spirit is not hiding. Let me say that again. The Holy Spirit is not hiding. We do not have to find him. We just have to give space to hear from him. I think Jesus gives us an awesome glimpse into how the Holy Spirit works when he's reassuring the disciples in Luke 12, in verses 11 and 12. He says, "When you are brought before the synagogues, rulers, and authorities, do not worry about how you will defend yourselves or what you will say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you at that time what you should say." Wow, do you believe this? Do you really believe that the Holy Spirit is that close to you that in a moment he can give you the words? In a moment he can give you next steps? Because he is, right? The term meditation is used throughout the Bible and is probably not the same meaning as we really hear today, right? In today's culture, meditation tends to mean dumping or emptying your mind. But meditation in the Bible means focusing your mind and attention on truth, on the word. When we give space to that and we stop focusing on us, on ourselves, on what we think we want or need, and we just focus on Jesus, we just focus on the truth in the Bible, God's going to bless this and he's going to speak into it. Okay, the next one, be faithful in taking steps of obedience, even in difficulty. I think that a truth that is in the Bible that is sometimes overlooked is that God is going to give to us according to our measure of faith. If we have a little faith, he's not going to give us a lot. If our faith has been tested and we have continued to trust and persevere, he's going to give us more. And this comes straight from Jesus, right? Jesus gives us this parable in Luke 16, 10, Jesus says, "If you are faithful in little things, you will be faithful in larger ones." So here's where we have to get really self-reflective. If we are asking God for that Holy Spirit-led vision that we know is going to require being uncomfortable, learning new things, stepping way out on faith, taking risks, have we been faithful in the smaller things he's asked to do? Have we been obedient in the smaller risks? Jesus is really clear about this. If you're asking God to do big things, which you should, have you been obedient in the smaller things? Are you tithing? Are you being generous with your time? Have you started that podcast or written that course or taken the next step to learn a skill? I'm telling you this in love, friend, but when we look at the ordinary people that God uses in the Bible, Nehemiah, Esther, Ruth, Mary, Peter, Moses, they're all asked to take big steps of faith outside of what they are comfortable doing. Y'all, God has big plans for you. He's going to equip you and he's going to carry you through, but you have to take the steps he's asking you to take. And it's hard. It's hard. That's one of the reasons why I created the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur. We're on a different path. And it's tough to do it without the support of other Christ followers, right? Okay, number six, be faithful in the waiting. So I actually have a resource for this called Waiting with Purpose, and I'll link to it in the show notes, or you can head to thefaithfulentrepreneur.com/resources and grab it there. And that's going to give you a ton of verses and biblical examples to follow for waiters, right? For the waiters that are in the Bible and what God did through them. There will be waiting on this journey. Don't give up if that is the place where God has brought you to right now, because he's working. So wait and work with purpose and you will be blessed. The vision and the direction will come in God's perfect timing. If you are in this season, episodes 102 and 103 may give you some encouragement there. And then the last step is rinse and repeat. Once the Holy Spirit gives you the clarity of your next step, be ready for spiritual warfare. The devil will try to make you confused, overwhelmed, or full of shame to stop you from moving forward. And that's why we have to rinse and repeat. Spend that time with the Lord. Put on the armor of God. Do it daily so that daily you can move confidently in the direction that you're being led even if it doesn't make sense, even if it's not logical, right? So I'm also going to link to the 31 Days of Powerful Prayers resource. Both of the resources that I've mentioned are free for now. You can't expect to get a Holy Spirit-led vision if you're not in constant prayers. And these prayers can serve as a guide to get you aligned and working and waiting in expectation. Friend, thank you for being here. Let me review these 7 steps one more time. Number 1, commit your business to the Lord. Number 2, live righteously. Number 3, ask for wisdom. Number 4, give space for God to answer. Number 5, be faithful to take steps of obedience, even in difficulty. Number 6, be faithful in waiting. And number 7, rinse and repeat. We are restructuring the podcast in 2024 so that the first podcast of the month, the primary focus will be on a faith aspect, a biblical truth aspect. And the second podcast of the month will be more focused on a business strategy or business tips. So friend, please share this podcast, download and subscribe it. And if you have found value, it would be a huge help to me. I would be so appreciative if you left a positive review as it gets the podcast in front of more people. And we know that we need faith leading business more than ever right now. Blessings, friend.